Should be Chav Zayin, should be first. It's based on a Chazal that the Ovis Yirmiyah saw a strange apparition, is a woman, and would know if it's a shade or a person, and she basically told him she's the embodiment of Kal Yisrael, and they have to go to the Ovis to be mispalel. The Ovis, the Pshatan, that is, it's like when you cut a tree. Sometimes you just cut a branch, sometimes you cut the trunk. Sometimes you land a blow so hard that it shakes the roots also. The Churban Beis HaMikdash destroyed Klal Yisrael at its roots. It's not one particular point. Klal Yisrael is an umma for a tachlis. We go through Dayen all the steps until Bona Lo Beis HaBchira. It's the tachlis of the Bris Ben Absarim was this. The tachlis of Akeda was this. And b'meila, when you machrev it, it's be'etzem, you want to be mispal from, you have a right to be mispal from the yisoid. It's not only Beis HaMikdash affected, it's not only Klal Yisrael that, it's all the others. For what purpose, towards what end, was everything they did. Each of the others, and some others give, they ask the eschus. The kin is a little bit different than the Chazal. In the Chazal, al kaponim, it goes. So this part is the kin also. Moshe Avram Avinu asks for his chus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Well, your chus was, to be maimed the Munah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They worked out for the Zara, so you can't ask for it." Yitzchok comes for his chus with a shechita, and they come along and said, no, that gufa they were metame, the makom kodesh, and so on and so forth. It was a very, very, everybody came with a schus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocked it off. In the way it's in Chazal is, Rochel Imenu was the only one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't knock out. And the reason was because she had given up her simonim for her sister. The pshatan that is, whenever, as long as the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or your relationship is with a midah of din, in other words, this for this. So anytime you do something like that and you want something in return, so there's a makom to say no. You're bringing a schus and you want that schus, something should happen. Well, I have this counter. There's an anti-schus, and so on. The one thing that you can't slug up is mavel midoysev. I didn't make any cheshbonis. Rachel's taina wasn't, I have so many schusim in the bank. It's like somebody comes to ask somebody else for help. So he tells him, I gave you $1,000 then, I would like $1,000 now. $1,000 then is like $10,000 now. But if a person says, you know, I didn't ask you anything, I just gave you my wallet. Then if somebody's avoda is havara lamidas, a lack of cheshbon, then there's no pircha to a lack of cheshbon. The Gemara says, Rav Lazar, Rav Chaim Shlomo, you say it always in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Rachel came and said, I didn't have any cheshbonis. It was no reason why to give it up for my sister. I was going to lose everything, including my chelek haba. I was going to, I would have ended up with Esav, and I would have ended up with no children, I would have no this, nothing. And I didn't think about it. I did it all for her, do it all for us. And that's the schus that won. We always talk about it year after year. This year was betaisif to me, as I was reading a little bit about Panevi Jirov. The Maisa is printed with the name of the person who told over the Maisa. My gut feeling is it's the person that it happened to. It makes a lot of sense, but his name is not mentioned. I can't say for sure. The person who said of this Maisa was the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Asher Lichtenstein, was one of two Kamenetz Rosh Yeshivas. It either, my Hashara is either happened with him or his father-in-law, who was Rosh Yeshiva before him, Rosh Berenstein. That makes the most sense, that's where the Maisa came from. But he's the one who said the Maisa, but upon him, this is a Mishaya that the unknown person. There was a Rosh Hashiva from Eretz Yisrael who went to Europe to collect money, to England. And I don't remember if it was England or maybe it was America, but either England or America, he went to collect money, and he was a big neb, And he went from door to door, and either the person wasn't home, or he didn't give anything, or he yelled at him. Bekitza, he spent a week wasting his time and getting nothing. And he was depressed out of his mind. And then he heard, somebody said, don't you want to come? He says, Panovich Rav is having a dinner. They make a dinner for Panovich, and Panovich Rav is going to speak there, and it's going to be very nice. And he basically cried. And he quite out the Panovich Rav, so he slinks into the hall and takes a corner seat, and it's magnificent. He has an audience of Gvirim and Chshuvim, and Panovich Rav was a very royal person, very regal at his best. And he began speaking and swept everybody up. Torah and what Torah is, and building Torah, and this person, Sumas Rav Asher, Shver, is sitting and basically, you know, slinking lower and lower in his chair. And he reaches the crescendo of the Panav Rav, he says. And if we're talking about Torah and Eitz Chaim HaSivra, what it means, he says, there's such a chashev person sitting here with such chashev yeshiva, every dollar here is going to be given to his yeshiva because that represents the Torah I'm talking about. It wasn't that Panav Rav didn't come easy. He was a sick, broken man spending his time, like we spoke before. I mean, his moysid was chronically, horrendously in debt. That was his mitzias. And he did that because he took a look around and he saw, and he could see on his face what it looked like. When you have that attitude, whatever you do is matzliach. Because you didn't do it, and you didn't do it for yourself. If a person is mavel midoysev, and a person gives away everything he has, then he has everything. Then was that mahala. And I read something less colorful, but no less. In the 60s, that was already a few years before the Rav was nifty, he was an older man already. He got very sick in Chutzar to a terrible pneumonia. And the reason was because Rabbi Aaron Kotler had died, Lakewood Yeshiva financially was falling to pieces, and the Panovich Rav went out to collect for Lakewood and killed himself on it and nearly died in a hospital and came round. But when you work so hard and your needs are so great and you're building it up, and then you give it away because you saw the look on the other person's face of what he's been through in that week, and he doesn't have the ability to do what you can do, and he's sitting there, and you can see on his face that he wants to bury himself, and you, on a silver platter, you hand everything you worked for so hard. Those are the type of schusim that take Klal Yisrael at Bias Goel Tzedek. Like I said, listen, the stupidities that we're fed with, this type of stone and that type of stone and threads and every elil, every we're full of oivda alilim. With Torah's Chaim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chazal, Medrashim. How are Yid supposed to live? And how are Yid, the schusim person supposed to come with? The schusim person is supposed to bring to the Kisa Kavit. Threads, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs red threads and pink threads and stones and skulis and narishkeit. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something. And mini koilech mi bechi, there's one koil that Kadosh Baruch Hu came from Sarif, that's the koil of Rochel. Every person in his life, in his own walk of life, they're type of akravis come in a rare moment when a person is asked to give everything anonymously. Those are the type of things that stay forever.